The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Hey, we're back for the second hour. My name is Coach Dwayne. You've heard me many times even call in. I'm from Brunswick, Ohio, the great state of Ohio, and I've got Pastor Richard Lewis across from me, and I got Pastor Joe Larson down in Missouri. And guess what? We just had Lori in Ohio pledge $350. God bless you and thank you. And we got Joe in New York, $200. Hey, God bless you and thank you so much. Hey, so far it's been a powerful show. Joe, what else you got for us?
Well, I wanted to bet when I was talking about this Air Force spending $90,000 for a bag of parts that you could go down and buy for $100. The reason the Air Force is spending $90,000 for a bag is government corruption.
Yep.
We have people who are in the military-industrial complex in government. They go there to get rich. They don't go there to be servant leaders. Our government is ripe with corruption. Why? Because we, the people, have tolerated the corruption, folks. We tolerated it. We liked it. Now, when our congressman goes and comes back and brings goodies back home, we like it. We call that pork. Well, right now, Congressman Ralph Norman reintroduced a bill yesterday to stop federal spending earmarks. He said, I've always said, earmarks are evil. He's from North Carolina. He said they are sneaky. They get into these big, important spending packages. They get automatically passed. And no one sees the details, you know, this pork. And he's trying to bring this bill up. It's called the Earmark Elimination Act. And he's brought it up before. Now, what you can do, you can get on the phone, call your senator, your Congress critter, say, we want this bill passed. The Republicans in 2024, the spending bills, Republican and Democrats inserted 8,099 earmarks, accounting for $14.6 billion. It had nothing to do with running the government. It had to do with pet pork projects back home, making the local congressman or senator look good. But it's bankrupting America. You are robbing from your children, your grandchildren, if you keep sending these same fools to Congress. Well, actually, you're the fool. They go there and take advantage of your stupidity. You get a few little things in the state. Oh, look what I've done for the state. I brought all this. I brought this nice bridge. I brought this whatever, you know. But you're paying for it. You're paying dearly for it. Your nation's going broke. And who is going to end up, when things crash, it's your children and grandchildren are going to pay dearly. We have to get control of our government. We have to take the government back, and we have to start acting like adults.
We got to get rid of Chuck Schumer and those that won't bring the bills to the floor for the Senate to vote on once they pass the House.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was the warning. They're, you know, we're headed for trouble, but it can be stopped. We need to be in prayer, and we have to start realizing that as adults, we have to take stands, and we're going to have to say no government, no, we don't want the free health care, we don't want certain things, we're going to live without it if we want a future for our children and grandchildren. Now, if we don't care about their future and the future of the country, then let's just keep doing exactly what we're doing, and sit by and watch the world collapse.
You remember what Ronald Reagan said? A nation without the Lord is no longer a nation.
Exactly.
And boy, we just see it left and right. They don't want no God. They come after all the Christians. You got the FBI. You got Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland, Attorney General. They turn their backs. Why all the Democrats can do all the corruption, break all the laws. They can perjure themselves. Nobody goes after them. But what does our Attorney General do and our FBI Director? They go after Christians. They go after people that's on the streets trying to save babies at the abortion clinic. They go
and
after
Roman Catholics. They don't like Roman Catholics.
Oh, now. And they go after the parents at the school board because they don't want their little first, second, third graders learning how to masturbate. That's what's wrong. We got evil, wicked, godless 666 men in office.
Yeah, well, actually, it's even worse what they're doing with the children. I've got an article here. They had a whistleblower on Dr. Phil. Now, I normally don't watch Dr. Phil, but I saw this article and I had to read it. Detransitioner Chloe Cole was celebrating the UK's banning destructive puberty blockers for children. She is a detrans person. She was sharing the agony of these gender-changing treatments. Now, we have a children's clinic here, St. Louis Children's Hospital. There's the Washington University Transgender Center at St. Louis Children's Hospital. Now, there was a whistleblower came up on Dr. Phil, and she said she saw regretful patients asked to have their removed body parts restored shortly after the operation, sometimes within just days or weeks. She said she wrote a long expose last year and said that the clinic was morally, medically appalling. And this lady, Reed, Jamie Reed, is herself a lesbian. She's married to a transgender person. And she said, what happened? She said, we were seeing what they were doing to these children, and these children are coming back going, no, I want, put me back together, fix it. It was wrong. And it broke her heart. So she's come out as a whistleblower. So here you have a lesbian in it's not a marriage. She claims to be married to a transgender.
God don't recognize it.
Right. It's not in God's eyes. But
God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
She said it just broke their heart. Patients contacting us, begging us to have body parts put back on within months of having the surgery. The thing that kept happening is every time I would raise concern and ask about the protocols, the guidelines, and I was just told, no, if a child says they're trans, there's no question. Yep, you're trans. What would you like? They don't do the in-depth counseling. Most of these children have issues. A lot of them have lesbian, they have same-sex attractions, and their answer is, well, you're the wrong sex, and this is going on because, again, why? Greed. These people are making huge amounts of money on the medications, on the surgeries. This is big business. People are butchering, abusing our children and grandchildren for filthy lucre's sake. Again, folks, it'll only happen as long as you, the American citizen, puts up, tolerates it. When you decide, no, we're not going to have this happen in our country to our children and grandchildren. Hey, you know, they're telling us that a 12 and 13-year-old who can't decide, you know, what pajamas to wear, what healthy foods they should eat, when they should go to bed, you know.
They can't take care
of themselves, but yet they can come in and say, I want to transition from a boy to a girl, from a girl to a boy. I mean, this is the most absurd, ridiculous thing I've heard in my entire life.
Joe,
none.
I'll take a step back even farther. Any guy who would call himself a doctor or a female at nurses that could turn around and put anesthesia and cut the genitals and the breast off little boys and girls and do this kind of stuff, you got to be honoring the devil. You're devil-possessed. These are demon-possessed people that are even considering doing these kind of things to God's little children.
Well, it's like abortionists. I want a Lamborghini. Remember the one lady? The abortionist, why was she, selling the body parts and doing the abortions? She came right out and said on that tape with the undercover journalist, I want a Lamborghini. So I'm selling my soul for a Lamborghini.
And you will burn and burn and burn and burn. People, let me tell you something. My name's Dwayne Riscoe. There is a hell. And after, if you were die without Christ, while repenting of your sins, you're going to go to hell. You're going to be in hell for a 7-year at least tribulation period if the rapture were to take place tonight. Plus, you will be there for 1,000 years during the millennium reign. And after the millennium reign, you will come out at the great white throne judgment. And then from there, all your sins will be portrayed. And from there, you're going to lose your soul and go to the lake of fire. That is a fact. It's in the King James Bible. This stuff that we're dealing with this sex perversion, you're playing with eternity in hell. But you can repent and still make it to heaven. But before that, I got to give the phone numbers out. The phones aren't ringing, folks. Out. We need to hear from you. Joe, what's the number?
The number to call in in Ohio is 888. 281-1110. That's the credit card line. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We have to have the stations that you're listening. Stations have to be self-supporting. If we want to stay on a station, we have to be able to pay for the radio airtime. Now, I want to finish one other thing on this. This lady, this whistleblower, came out and said, you know, these kids come in, and in no more than one or two visits, sometimes not even a couple of hours, within two visits, they start saying, okay, you know, let's start doing this. Less than 2 hours of talking to a 12 or 13-year-old, they decide to alter their biochemistry in ways that you can't come back from. Dr. Phil asked this question, and the lady Reed said, correct. And these kids, she said, are identifying. It's become 10 times more common, and they are overwhelming teenage women, young teenage girls, wanting to become men. And she said, here's the deal. Girls tend to be very attuned to the trends in their environment, particularly social media, their peer groups, to the point where girls in the same class would come into the hospital, to the clinic, in clusters, all requesting the procedures at the same time. They would come
Unreal.
In and they would have almost the exact storyline, like they've got it online. Oh, no, I felt like this from early childhood, you know. They're parroting what they're getting online. So when you have a group of five or six girls that are all friends, all decide to go down to the gender clinic and all say, I want to become a little boy at the same time, man, red flags should be going off all over the country.
Joe, where's the parents at in all this? When I was a little boy, I was told, no, you don't play with dolls. You play with G.I. Joes and Tonka trucks. You learn how to play army and stuff. You learn how to fish and play baseball. You're a boy. You learn these things. Where is the guidance? It's like one flew over the cuckoo's nest in today's parenting.
I think it's almost like that. What was that? Munchkins or something syndrome by proxy. It's like, I think the parents are getting attention in their soul. It's liberal parents that are doing this. In fact, it's look at a lot of the Hollywood children. Somebody's kid came out now dressed, the girl dressed as a guy calling himself Lynn. And I can't even remember. I just saw a picture and it grossed me out. And I forget which Hollywood star. Their kids are both, you know, transsexuals. But I think part of it is they're getting attention and, oh, look at me, I'm cool. I'm letting my child decide what sex it wants to be. I'm going along with it. I'm a good parent. I'm a loving parent. I think it's the parents are getting something out of it, prestige and attention, and it's totally wrong.
Richard, what's your take on all? Let's see what Richard's got to say. He's been sitting here all this time patiently.
Let him go.
Richard?
Yeah, it is sickening, you know, and it goes back to parenting, of course. And whether you have a father and mother in the home or you're a single parent, you should be teaching your children men should be teaching their little boys how to be men. And
Amen.
And the men should be the examples.
Amen.
You know, so many times these men act like little kids. But and the mothers need to be the examples. They act like little girls. You know, this is start stepping up and taking the responsibility.
Well, even more than just acting, they don't act like adults anymore. You have these women that spend fortunes on, they have to have a facelift, a breast implant, they have to have a butt tuck or a tummy tuck, and now their bottoms expanded, and everything is fake and phony. It's all about appearances, not about who you are, you know, what you have to offer as a human being, the love, the things you can do, the wonder of God's creation. It's creating an artificial environment. If you don't buy a certain brand name or carry this brand name purse or wear the clothes designed by this person, you're a nobody. We're living in a fantasy world, an unreal world, a make-believe life type thing. Instead of living a real life, these people are living in Gaga land.
And well, and this has been,
the children are lost.
This has been going on for a long, long time. Years ago, I taught a class on the ages of some of these models that they show in these magazines and on TV, and they look like mature women, and some of them were 12 and 14 year old girls, and they have them dressed up and made up.
Exactly.
And then the women that are in their 20s are looking at the skin, and they're going, oh, my skin doesn't look as good as that model. Well, of course, that's a 14-year-old little girl. That's why her skin is so good.
And then you got them 5 and 6 years old doing the same thing, coming out on these big runways, and all you're doing is turning the pedophiles on.
Right.
Yeah, JonBenet Ramsey was a perfect example of that, sexualizing a little girl, and then they wonder why bad things happen. It's so stupid.
Yeah. I wanted to say one thing about Pledge Week, and everybody's listening. We keep talking about dialing 888-677-9673. For those that have given, thank you so very much. And I'm sorry, this is Pledge Week. You're going to have to hear us repeat these numbers, but I want to put a big thank you out for all of those people that have made the calls and supported Pastor Sanders and the ministry here. And please, for those that haven't, please consider. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a huge amount. We talk Amen. About what some people give and that, but if you can spare something to help the ministry, please do.
Amen to that.
$5 and $10, if we have 100 people giving $5 or $10, that helps buy airtime
Absolutely.
For the
radio. Praise the Lord for that.
Many hands make the load lighter. That, in fact, it's a known thing about just a little over 1%. If you're doing a fundraiser, people donate. And if we had 5 or 10% of our listeners send us $10, we wouldn't have to do fundraising. We have enough listeners. We could go months and months and months without ever talking about money.
Yeah.
If everybody just, you know, 5 or 10% of our listening audience sent in $10 or $20, we'd be... We have more than we need. We'd be able to give it away.
Marlene in Michigan, she just pledged $30. God bless you. Thank you so much. See, you don't have to give great big sums. If you got it, you give it. That'd be great. But even a little. Hey, if you just even send in a few dollars to Pastor Sanders to help keep us on, every bean in the bag fills a bag. It's exactly. not how much you give. Listen, remember the little lady at the well? She only gave two mites, and everybody else was putting in great big sums of money. Jesus says, look at her over there. I tell you the truth. She gave more than all of them, because it's not how much you got. It's what you got and what you separate from. So if you give $5, $10, $15, $20, that, and God sees that, he'll bless that 100-fold. My name is Dwayne Risco, sitting in for Pastor Ernie Sanders. We got Joe Larson and Richard Lewis here, Style spinning the dial. We got Aaron, Lisa, and Randy in the back running the phones. And Roy, thank you. God bless every single one of you that have supported this ministry in the past. Dana in New York, $100. God bless you. Thank you so much. What else you got for us, Joe?
Well, one, I better give out the address, because a lot of times people say, oh, no, I made a pledge. Now, where do I send that?
Good point.
You can send your donation to WRWL Ministries, or just WRWL, we'll cut it, 14781, 14781 Sperry Road. That's S-P-E-R-R-Y Road in Newberry, N-E-W-B-U-R-Y, Ohio, 44065. One more time, one, what's right, what's left, radio ministry, or just WRWL, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. And be sure when you send it in, ask to be put on the list for the newsletter. We give a lot of information. There are a lot of things we don't get on the air, can't get to. We send out, and do us a favor when you get your newsletter. If you can, make copies. Most people have a copy machine they can get their hands on. Hand them out to your friends, your neighbors, your family, you know, church. And we'll spread some of that knowledge around, and it helps us and saves an awful lot of money. So ask to get put on the news newsletter.
Hey.
Now, here's our government in action. There was an Afghan national. He was a member of the Taliban. On the terrorist watch list, and he's was living in the United States, was dropped from a government monitoring program after being on the program for 2 weeks, according to NBC News. Mohammed Karwin, who was a 48-year-old Afghan, entered the U.S. illegally, was later determined to be on the terror watch list, was immediately taken off alternatives to detention, a program that tracked his location via ankle monitor, telephone, or mobile app. And some sources told the NBC News the Customs and Border Patrol had arrested him back in March 2023 near San Ysidro, California. He was caught coming in illegally. They weren't at first aware of his background, and they had processed him and jumped him in like everybody. Anyway, they found out, and they put him on this program, and then a couple weeks later, around a year after he's released into the U.S., ICE agents apprehended him when the FBI shared information indicating he had ties to this terrorist group, a U.S.-designated organization there in Afghan, a terrorist group. And he's part of a paramilitary group that's responsible for the deaths of at least 9 American soldiers and civilians. So what happens is, they put him in this program, and then after a couple weeks, they took him off, and now they have no idea where he is. I mean, does that sound a little insane to anybody but me?
No, that's very insane. That's our new that's our Democratic government for you.
Yeah, and the other night we talked about they had something like 600 and so many thousand people, criminals and terrorists, that the government was supposedly watching. Now, people who are running around without, IDs, credit cards, they're running around all over this country, and the government's going to tell me they have track of that 650,000 bad guys.
No.
That's Bravo Sierra, right?
Oh, yeah, but they can come in here and get everything for free. Free housing, free rent. We don't know if they're a terrorist. We don't know if they're Hezbollah. We don't know what they are, but they're coming in here through because of Joe Biden and all the Democrats.
Oh, and just think of the billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. Yes. And we're having trouble. We're spending more on interest on our debt than the entire defense of the United States of America.
Oh, and, Joe, they can come here. They get free rent, free groceries, free housing, free medical assistance, free education. Meanwhile, we got to pay our property taxes or they take our home away from us. We got to pay our state and city taxes. We got to pay our gas, electric, telephone. We got to pay all that stuff. And they get everything for free. And you want to call me a racist? Guess again. Ruth in Canada just gave $50. God bless you and thank you.
I don't care what. They're coming from 144 countries around the world, so it's not racist because there's every color. They're red, yellow, black, white. They're coming in brown. And in Chicago, did you hear what happened?
Hey, real quick, let me jump in here because Ruth in Canada, who gave 50, had a stipulation. She's looking for anyone else with a Bible name to match her 50. So all you Matthew, Marks, Lukes, Johns out there, Peters, Paul, Mary, she's looking for a match for $50, 216-901-0933.
I like that. That was really wonderful. Thanks, Ruth.
I'm afraid I overrode that. You want to repeat that? Because I may have ruined some of that.
As Ruth, who just gave 50, she's looking for a match for her pledge from anyone else listening out there with a Bible name, Matthews, Marks, Lukes, Johns, you know who you are.
Like that. Nice. 216-901-0933.
All right. That was a clever, clever idea.
Yes, I like that. Very clever.
I wish I'd thought about it when I made my donation last week because, you know, Joseph, I think that's a biblical name. So maybe you could match the $200 pledge I made Tuesday.
Well, Joe, I'll tell you what. My middle name is Matthew, so I'm going to pledge $100. Coach Dwayne's going to pledge $100 tonight.
All right. Matthew, huh?
Yeah.
You never told us that one.
Well, see, you learn something new every day, don't you? Hey, Ruth, you in Canada, my heart goes out to you because you got a rotten leader, Trudeau, and Christianity up in Canada is under fire. You've been censored on the radio. You're censored on tracks. They come after you. They hate Christianity, and Trudeau is a big part of Klaus Schwab, the Economic Forum Union. They hate God, and they want to destroy. So, Ruth, you hang in there because look up your redemption draweth nigh.
Yeah, and we're headed in the same place, Canada, if we're not careful. We're going to catch up with them very quickly. But one thing gave me some hope. A bunch of Chicago voters, black Chicago, in fact, it was infuriated black Chicago voters, showed up in force at a city council meeting yesterday to protest Mayor Brandon Johnson's request for another additional $70 million in taxpayers' funds to be spent on tackling the city's migrant crisis. Remember, it's a sanctuary city, and they've already spent over $300 million on housing, food, health care for the recently arrived, they call migrants, not illegal aliens.
They're illegal aliens.
Migrants. What?
They're illegal aliens. I'm with you.
Yeah, and they call them migrants and somebody else. They're coming up with nicer and nicer terms for the, you know, criminals. Anyway, the people were there were just mad, and they said, hey, you know, we have needs. We need that money in my neighborhood. We need that money on my block.
Yeah,
good for them. Good for them.
Amen.
And the black woman that was speaking was wearing a red Make America Great Again hat.
Yay, all right.
So I'm asking y'all to use our tax money for our people because we need it. And another one stood up and said, no more blue, go red. Yay.
Yay. Go Trump. Pause.
Yeah.
So this is something, you know, it's happening there. People are waking up around the country, even in Chicago. This was a large group of unhappy voters in the mayor's office down there at City Hall in Chicago, and they were making a lot of noise, letting them know they were not happy campers. And it was just like the other day, I guess Trump went to that bodega in Harlem.
Yeah, I've seen
and
that.
And people were just happy, loved him. I thought, wow, Harlem, he walked in there and they treated him like king.
You know,
I mean, he was welcomed.
You brought up a good point because, folks, if you're listening to us at wherever you are, even the internet, and you're black or you're Hispanic, you want to hear something? The Democrats thumb their nose at you. If you're a black person, African-American, you're Hispanic, they don't care about you. They just showed you. They just want your vote. You know what they did? They give all these illegal aliens free housing, free food, free rent, and they gave you nothing. What'd you do, get an Obama phone?
Yeah, maybe a student loan that they're going to try and pay, have the rest of us pay.
Yeah, think about that. They turned their back on the black. They took your votes for, they call you Uncle Tom. Get off the plantation. Donald Trump gave you the best economy in America's history. He put money in your pocket. When he left office, gas was $1.87. Chicken thighs were $1.49. Breast was $1.69. Milk was under $2 a gallon. How do you like the Biden economics, Build Back Better? How's that working out for you?
And the thing is, Trump didn't care what color you are because he calls us all Americans. We're all Americans.
And we are. And that's right. And there's no color in the Bible either.
Amen.
And, you know, well, there is one shared color we have. You cut my arm and I'm going to bleed what color?
That's right. Red.
Blood. Red blood. And
blood of Jesus Christ.
You got that right.
And in Vietnam, if you got hurt, you asked the soldier what the blood type was, not the color of the donor. Didn't matter what the color of your donor was. It was, what's his blood type?
That's right.
Hey, we're coming up to for the break, a song. Joe, this is for you and your wife and for everybody out there. Here's exactly how I feel about God. Great thou art. Oh, Martina McBride, honey, you do that beautiful. Let's welcome in John McTernan. Good evening, John. Welcome to What's Right, What's Left.
Yeah, hello. I guess Pastor Ernie is not on tonight.
No, he's a little under the weather. Joe, would you like to tell him about it?
He's out sick. He has not been able to kick. I think he's got pneumonia, and we're trying to get him to get to bed and stay put for a while.
Oh, okay, because I didn't. Usually I call him midweek, and I didn't. I called in because of, I was wondering if he was talking about the Israel attacking Iran.
I was going to get to that here in a minute, but as long as you're on, why don't you go ahead and tell us?
Well, there's a little confusion about it. Israel has definitely attacked Iran, and some reports are it's a like a minor attack. It's not all out, and that Israel has not attacked the Iranian nuclear program, but they definitely. There are explosions in Iran from Israeli missiles. It looks like it's a missile attack. It might not be a plane attack. But that's where we're at now. It's not clear what's coming. It's just fragmented information. But Israel has launched an attack on Iran.
Well, they said that it's a place called Isfahan. Isfahan. It's a home to a major air base for the Iranian military, and it has some sites around it that are associated with the nuclear program. So I don't think they hit the nuclear site itself, but they hit this I think they're hitting that military base because although they said the sounds and everything are coming from that one town, the explosions heard over the city of Isfahan. And so what was interesting, they told America that they were going to do it, and I noticed that all around there were the airspace, everybody, commercial flights were being sent different places, and kind of people were a little suspicious when that happened, right?
Yeah, Israel has definitely attacked Iran. It's at this point, though, not fully known that they attacked their nuclear with the nuclear sites where they're working to build a nuclear weapon, or is it that base? It might be that just that, but apparently there's a nuclear site right near that base.
Yeah, there's one of the parts of the program is there, so they may have hit just enough to let them know, hey, this is what we can do if you don't stop. So I'm hoping it was a successful, got their attention type of strike. If the my feelings are, if Israel hadn't retaliated, it would have emboldened Iran even more.
Oh yeah,
and they made these threats like, if you retaliate, we're going to wipe you off the face of the earth. Iran doesn't have that kind of military, navy, air force to do it. They've got a lot of rockets and things, but they don't have any real. Their military is not very strong. Their navy's weak. Their air force is nothing. And they really don't have the power to back up any of the threats they're making unless they had a nuclear bomb. And I think that's something Israel will make sure that they never get.
Real quick, Hector in Illinois pledged $50. God bless you and thank you. And Rocky in New York pledged $50. Thank you and God bless you. Let's hear from you folks. 888-677-9673. Once again, that's 888-677-9673. We've got a little bit of time left, so pick up that phone, give us a call so we can stay on the air.
All right, sounds good. And, you know, we looks like we might be working together tomorrow night here, because I have a feeling, Pastor, if we can keep him down, he should be in bed for a few days. And
yeah.
So you'll probably, Big John, you'll probably have to deal with either me or Coach or both of us tomorrow or something. Think he can put up with us?
John, you there?
He hung up.
Huh, where'd he
didn't even stay on for us to harass him? Oh.
Jeez, we got to do double next time.
Get him before he runs.
Yeah, bring something up and then run. I was just going to ask if he thought that, you know, had any other thoughts on that. I think they had to do something. They had to take a stand. If they let that huge rocket attack go without doing something back, That would just be egging on the enemy to, okay, look, what else can we do, right?
Yeah, well, you know, Joe, when we start seeing more stuff going on in the Middle East with Israel and all that, we know with the way everything's going, you know, the rebuilt of Sodom and Gomorrah in America, and now we're starting to see it globally, and now you're starting to see earthquakes and record floods and record snow, all this stuff taking place, and then it's starting to hit the Middle East. Boy, that's letting you know the return of Christ is at hand, man.
The scripture, you know, told us we were going to get in this situation. The Bible's never been wrong. It hasn't been proven wrong yet. So we just have to put our faith and trust that God's in control. And the trouble is, this nation has been very disobedient. You look all through the Old Testament. What happened to Israel when they were very disobedient to God, when they ignored him, when they mocked him, said they didn't need him? What happened to him, Coach or Pastor? Either one of you jump in on that one.
Absolutely. There's whole chapters describing what God would bring upon different nations from different nations.
Yeah.
And the nations would take them over. It even talked about Daniel going into captivity when that nation was taken into captivity, and Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were made eunuchs.
Yeah.
And in the king's palace. But, you know, they stayed faithful, and they were able to make an impression on that pagan king.
Yeah, we've seen where God has allowed other nations to come in and just make slaves out of the men, steal the women and the children, and take all their goods and put them in bondage. We see that. And I think the only reason America isn't completely gone under, it's because there's a lot of good Christian men and women who still fear God, who still pray and get to thank God every single day. And they fear God and they worship him. They read their Bible. They help the needy and the poor. And they have a good, clean fear of the Lord. That's what's still holding America's fiber together. That's my belief.
And that's 2 Corinthians 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land.
Yeah.
So there's a
Amen.
Chance for America yet.
Yeah.
Because he's talking to the church, right?
Right.
He's talking to us, the church, because people say, well, we've been good. No, the church forgets something. The biggest sin is the sin of what? Omission.
Omission.
Mm-hmm.
The church many times has been silent when the pulpits were silent, when they should have been, you know, really preaching out strong against abortion, against a lot of the things that were happening. The church was quiet, wanted to stay away from anything to look political.
You're right.
But they passed things that were ungodly, against God. He's the supreme judge of the universe. His law was the settled law forever, because his word lasts forever, so his law is forever. And when the church doesn't do it, we were told, what are all the things in the Bible? Active verbs, run to the battle, fight the fight, reprove, rebuke, witness, testify. I mean, I could go on. There's a huge list. All of those things are active verbs, aren't they?
Yeah, and where does judgment start?
In the house of the Lord.
And where were all these pastors when homosexuality was being introduced? Where were all these pastors when abortion was taking place? Where were all these pastors when casinos were being built and gambling and lottery all over the place? Where were all the pastors when all this nudity and filth was coming out of Howard? Where were they? Where were their voices?
They were being very polite and nice and not, you know, say anything that might offend, that might make somebody upset.
And they've also lost their first love. You know,
yes.
There's very few churches that are going out evangelizing and bringing other people to Christianity. They're comfortable in their little padded pews, and they're happy to just keep their little circle within their church.
And keep the money coming in.
Yep.
Don't offend nobody.
That's right.
Yeah, well, you look back over the, you know, you're doing some work with Pastor Ernie, but this ministry over the 50 years was out there in the forefront in the right to life battle, the prison ministry, hospice, you know, out where really doers of the word. Scripture said what? Be a doer of the word, but it also says be a doer of the work and a doer of the law.
Yes.
Now, when God makes it that clear, be a doer of the word, the work, the law, I think he's trying to tell us to get off our backsides and get out there and be doing things, right?
Right.
He didn't just say preach on Sunday. You know, you're preaching to the choir. The choir usually is not the one that needs to hear the message.
How about the church on Sunday be the church on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, too?
That sounds like a pretty good idea to me. But I remember, you know, Coach, when we were going around, Ernie and I and quite a group of people, we were doing Shake the Nation conferences. We were trying to wake up the church. We thought, we're going to go out there and tell them they've got to get on fire. They've got to get out there and run to this battle. And the sad thing is, after thousands of miles and months and travel, and we found out you can't wake the dead. A lot of them were dead, and they didn't want to be wakened from their death. They liked their little safe, secure places, and they were not going to step out and really do anything that would offend people, keep money from coming into the collection plate. And that was kind of sad, so we decided you have to go to the people themselves, because the church, what we found, for the most part, was pretty dead.
Hirelings.
Yeah, hirelings.
The Israelites in the Old Testament, a lot of times, and we talk about what they were how they fell away from the Lord, but they were basically playing church like a lot of these churches do. They were saying, okay, we'll worship God on these feast days and these special days, and then we're going to worship all these other gods at the other times. And they Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they were doing other things, but on their Sabbath, they would do this. And so and that's where God was talking about being a jealous God. You had these other gods. Get rid of all these other gods. Even when Solomon ruled, they had these other gods they were bringing in.
Oh, he brought, with all these wives and concubines, they brought in all their religions, and he allowed that.
And he allowed it. Yeah,
allowed it.
You read that, and you go, what's the matter with Solomon? I mean, oh.
Well, that's what we did in America.
But that's exactly what we're doing.
We've embraced Islam. We've embraced Hinduism. We brought yoga into this. There's no such thing as Christian yoga, people, let me tell you. Steve from Oklahoma pledged $100. God bless you. We thank you so much. Yeah, real quick, America, we've embraced all this. If you see bumper stickers, coexist. No, Jesus is God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Sorry, Confucius. Sorry, Mohada. Sorry, Buddha. Sorry, 3,000-something Hindu gods.
No, it's millions in the Hindu gods. You're only off. I think it's 3 to 5 million, Coach.
They got that many of them?
County.
Jeez. Yeah, how's that working out for them over there?
Yeah. Well, part of it is, I don't know what it is, but people want to be like, they have this thing, and the Lord made it real clear. The world did, hated him.
Yep.
And he said, if you're going to be a follower of me, they're going to hate you too. And I think a lot, too many people are worried that people will call me names and people won't like me. And, you know, I'm sitting here going, names really can't hurt you. And if people don't like me because I'm a born-again Christian, then, well, that's their loss, not mine. I wouldn't have picked them for a friend anyway, right? So, you know, I didn't lose anything. I've gained eternal life. I've gained the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. I've gained peace of mind, happiness, salvation, joy in my heart. And if a bunch of people don't like me, so what?
Hey, Joe's, we're getting ready to run the show down. Get ready for Hal. He's going to do the invitation.
Oh, he's calling in tonight.
Yeah. Let me say this, Joe. I fear the Lord, and I know by me repenting of my sins and turning to him and trusting what he did, I'm not going to burn, Joe. I'm not going to hell. I'm not going to stand trial, and I'm not going to the lake of fire. That's why I love God so much, because he did it all for me. That, Joe, means a lot to me. See, the all through the Bible, the fear of the Lord, fear of the Lord. That's one thing I got right. I fear the Lord.
Amen.
Well, Hal?
Smart man. Where's Hal?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Gotcha.
Go for it.
Okay.
We need an invitation.
All right. Well, you know, a lot of people think that because they've been in church all their life, that makes them a Christian. But the Bible, you know, lets us know in so many words that you could be a member of every church in town and die and go to hell with all your membership cards. The thing that makes you a Christian is when you come to the Calvary and you admit to God that you're a sinner and you're on your way to hell, you're lost, and you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart as your Savior. 2 Corinthians 5:19, the Bible says, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Folks, God loves you, but he hates your sins. God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. And the only thing that can wash away our sins is the blood of Christ. And Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. When Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done. But that payment don't become yours automatically. It's not until you come to him and confess your sin, that you're a sinner, and ask him to come into your heart. The Bible says salvation is a free gift. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Jesus did all the work necessary for your redemption. And right before he died, he said, it is finished, which means he's telling you all the work as far as God the Father is concerned that needed to be done pay for your sins has been done by Jesus and accepted by God the Father. Now, whether you go to heaven or hell depends on what you do with that finished payment. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. If you were out in the ocean drowning and somebody threw you a life preserver, you could know that life preserver is a foot away from you and know all about it, but it wouldn't save your life unless you reached out and received it. But right now, according to Revelation 3:20, Jesus Christ is knocking at the door of your heart. And he says, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. How do you open the door of your heart and receive the payment Jesus paid for you on the cross? Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means saved from hell. That means basically if you believe that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you call upon him, ask him to come into your heart and forgive you of your sins and give you the payment he paid for you on the cross, you're going to be saved from hell right then and there because the Holy Spirit of God is going to come in to your heart and soul and seal you into the body of Christ. Now listen, if you want Jesus in your heart, pray this prayer with me. Praying is how you call upon the Lord, and he's hearing you right now, and he's knocking at the door of your heart right now. So let's pray a simple prayer. I'll leave you a few words at a time if you like, but even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God because only you can open up the door of your heart and get saved. So let's pray. Oh, dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. And I right here and now, Lord Jesus, ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save my soul from hell, because I believe you died on that cross and shed your blood for my salvation. Now, folks, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, that means God came into your heart according to God's promise, and he's given you eternal life. It's not something you physically feel, but he did that. Because he told people in 1 John 5:13, Apostle John said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. And that word believe on meant that you received him as your Savior. Not just believed up here in your head, but that you prayed and asked him to come into your heart.
Wrap it up.
Okay, God bless.
Well, where Joe is wonderful being back on the air with you and Richard and Style and all you wonderful people out in the audience. It's been a wonderful evening. I'm so blessed to be able to sit in here tonight. So with that being...
all of you who donated tonight helped us get through the evening. And, oh, looks like it's time to say goodnight.
Remember, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.